to it. shepherd's voice call out, "It is finished." That cry was his voice telling each and every one of you that he has done it all. Nothing more needs to be or even can be added to what he has done. But he's completed. But he's finished for you for the forgiveness of your sins. By heeding the voice of your shepherd, you can come and go in your lives, always being led to the green pastures and the still waters of his word and sacraments. Here to see you through this earthly existence, this walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil because Jesus has conquered it already, which is his death and resurrection. It is here that he points you to where you truly live and have your life now and in eternity in him. It is here that he brings you to know that man does not live by every bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. His word is truth. And through his word, you have life and have it abundantly. So when a stranger tries to come into your fold and speak to you with a strange voice, do not listen, because it's a voice that is not the same as your shepherd's. But when these lying, thieving, robbing voices make their atheistic proclamations of freedom from God, or their televangelistic promises of prosperity and success, I say, as Christ's voice says in the Holy Scriptures, flee, run away. When these strange voices speak of a different Jesus, and change the teachings of the apostles, cover your ears and heed not the voices of deception. When God's word is being distorted to support anti-Christian principles, turn away from these wolves. The one exalted as the spiritual leader claims herself to not even be a Christian. Flee. Run for your eternal lives. It may sound like a gospel that's satisfying to worldly, fleshly, sinful, itching ears, but it's a lie. It's no gospel at all. It's not good news. It's bad news for whoever falls for it. God's word tells you that in the early days of the church, his sheep devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. This is what you are brought to run to. For this is what he brings you to every week in the church. You listen to the teachings of the apostles, the teachings of faithful pastors, the teachings of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. The same teachings that have been taught, the same voice teaching throughout the ages. You are brought into one fellowship, the breaking of bread. And you are brought to pray for those who are hurting. You hear the same gospel as those of the early church. It's the very same voice of the wounded shepherd. It's his voice calling to you Thank you.